I could look at this as like, this sucks and I hate the situation and everything is dampering me and just being very negative. Or I could take the responsibility and make something of this time and pour into myself and find joy, find confidence, find fulfillment, find happiness through this limiting time. That is taking radical responsibility. It is taking just the easiest next step towards changing.
Hey girlfriend, welcome to Journey to Limitless podcast. Together on this show, we are on a mission to build belief in ourselves and live a life of freedom despite what tries to hold us back. I'm your host, Court, an empowerment coach, travel enthusiast, and a chronic illness warrior who over the last 7 years has built a life that I am so obsessed with and proud of, but it definitely has not come easy. So on the show, we're going to keep it real as we talk about adapting positive mindsets through hardship, taking action towards our dreams, and finding peace and freedom from hustle culture and chronic stress. Are you with me? Let's get going on your own journey to limitless.
Thank you for joining today for another episode of Journey to Limitless podcast. I am so excited that you're here today, and I'm so fired up about this topic, which is taking radical responsibility in our life, because truly that is when we will shift and create the life that we want to live, because we feel that power within us to make change. And that really starts with taking radical responsibility. So I'm super excited to jump into today's episode. And this episode was actually the episode that got the most votes. I did a poll the other day asking you what you wanted to hear on the podcast. And this was the episode that got the most votes. So the other episode that was posted was all about becoming next level you. So that episode will be coming out as the next solo episode that I do after this one. So if you voted for that one, have no worries, that will be coming out shortly. So like I said, today we are going to be talking about taking radical responsibility, because truly everything that we desire is on the other side of not letting our circumstances hold us back. And it's on the other side of like finding that power within us to create the life that we want. And I tell you this because there have been many times on this journey that I've been on over the last, gosh, I don't know, I feel like I've been on this journey since 2013 of taking radical responsibility and not letting my circumstances hold me back and recognizing that the only person who's going to create that dream life is me. So there's been so many different instances that I can pull back from. And When we recognize that we need to take radical responsibility, of course, our ego is still in the front seat saying, okay, but how are you going to do that? Okay, but are you sure? Or all these things, like our ego is still there. So a lot of times we think that our ego is just this negative thing, which sometimes it definitely can feel that way, right? Because it's so, can feel such a, like the stories that it tells us, what it tells us about ourselves, it feels very negative, and we can build this like negative relationship with our ego. But ultimately it doesn't have to be that way, because really the negative stories are coming to keep us safe. Our ego isn't something to fight back to. It's really about building a relationship with, that's like, hey, thanks for keeping me safe, but I see this path that if I don't listen to you, it's actually going to make me happier. It's actually going to bring me more joy, more confidence, more freedom, all these things that I want. So, hey, thank you, but I am going to take radical responsibility and not listen to you, right? That's just what I think is important, because a lot of times when we recognize, hey, I need to take radical responsibility, that little voice in our head is still there trying to tell us to not take radical responsibility. So it's just really important to be aware of that, you know? So today I just kind of want to share with you, like, I guess what's coming to mind right now is just sharing with you, like, I guess a recent experience of where I realized that I needed to take radical responsibility, where I realized that the path to more joy, confidence, freedom was truly in my hands. And I had to choose to take that, or I could choose to be limited by my circumstance. So I just want to share with you, because I think it's just important to note, you know, when that realization came and how I actively started to take the steps to make that happen. So what's coming to mind is this most recent experience that I had, where I had to leave Colorado and move home to support my mom. My mom was dealing with some pretty serious health issues, and it was just very, very obvious to me that the right thing to do was to move home to support her. But this move was not easy for me whatsoever because I lived in Colorado for 7 years. I built a life out there, and I also had a full-time income that was pretty, you know, I was pretty good. I was pretty well off, you know, with that income. And this job was like not something that I could just, you know, transfer to Maryland. I was a caregiver for a family. So it was like, oh, I have to actually end working with them. You know, they're going to have to hire someone else or things like that. So it was just a very, you know, I was angry. I was sad about it, you know, but I obviously knew that the right thing to do was to move home. But with that, my mom also needed like 24/7 around the clock care. And I really didn't have a lot of support here in Maryland to kind of help me with that. So it was like, okay, I actually can't even go get a typical job. There's no way for me to really do that. I have to be here with mom basically 24/7, aside from like, you know, when someone would come over to relieve me at some point, you know. So there really wasn't an option, and I was feeling so freaking limited. I was telling myself so many stories of like, wow, like this, you're like, just the negativity was so overloaded. I was telling myself all these stories. I was feeling so limited. I was like, I'm broke, I'm poor, I'm all of these things, like, you know, all the things. And then I snapped myself and I was like, hold up. First of all, you just invested in your business coach like a month before this because you felt this desire to start working on your coaching business again. And then you have always wanted to be an entrepreneur, which you can do from home. You can do that from your computer. So you want more freedom. You want more joy. You want more confidence. Starting to focus on building your business again is really such a great path forward. It's really like you don't have to be limited by these circumstances. And I was like starting to see this story play out of like, wow, I could create my business from this limiting time. I could like really take the steps towards what I actually want my life to be from this limiting time. But I had to recognize that, hey, I really don't want to feel so limited. I do not want to keep playing the story where life is happening to me, where, you know, this situation sucks and all these things. Like I had to switch my perspective and like start to see the possibilities of like, wow, a path towards more confidence, freedom, and joy is available to me regardless of where I am right now. I get to choose to take that action, right? But I had to take that radical responsibility and be like, okay, the only way that is going to happen is if I start to take the steps to do it. And then, that thought happened, but then it was like, yeah, my ego was like, yeah, but like no one's going to want to work with you when you are living in a one bedroom apartment with your mom. You're a coach who's living in a one bedroom apartment with your mom. No one is going to work with you. And I had to work through that whole ego story as well. I had to be like, no, because what really fueled me was, you know, with coaching is like, it is about not letting your circumstances hold you back. So me letting the circumstances hold me back, no. So that this actually gave me more fuel for my coaching business, you know? So yeah, so that was just a lot of taking radical responsibility and not letting that circumstance hold me back. And it also launched a whole other business. I have a podcast editing business as well that launched. Well, I started doing this a few months prior to this, but this gave me the fire to really like restart it. So that's probably the most recent time that I've taken radical responsibility. And it wasn't necessarily easy. It was, you know, a lot of these very, very deep negative thought patterns and, you know, waking up feeling really down, but recognizing that I was in this cycle of like, I don't want to be in this situation. And the only way that is going to change is if I take radical responsibility. And that didn't just look like starting the business. That looked like, you know, creating better habits on a day-to-day basis, you know, starting to read again, starting to journal again, making sure that I'm getting outside and getting my exercise. Like that was also me taking radical responsibility of like, hey, this time I could look at this as like, this sucks and I hate the situation and everything is dampering me and just being very negative. Or I could take the responsibility and make something of this time and pour into myself and find joy, find confidence, find fulfillment, find happiness through this limiting time. That is taking radical responsibility. It is taking just the easiest next step towards changing your perspective, right? Like right now, if you are, you know, wanting to just wake up with more joy, like you have maybe had the same goals going on for years and years and years, and you're noticing like, hey, these goals keep happening. I'm still waking up not feeling my best. I dream of days where I'm waking up feeling more joyful, more confident, more free. It's like, first of all, I think, you know, it is taking just one step in that direction of more, doing one thing a day. That is taking radical responsibility. Taking radical responsibility doesn't have to be these big things of like starting a whole business, right? Because maybe that's a little bit overwhelming, but it is just taking a step in the right direction of like, hey, I am not going to let these days of negativity dampen me every single day. I'm going to choose to do one thing every day to bring a sense of joy into my life. That is taking radical responsibility. That is not letting your whole day go into a negative spiral, right? That is being responsible. So I think it's just about, you know, just recognizing, yeah. So I think it's like recognizing that your ego plays a major role in you staying stuck in your circumstances. And also, you know, it is recognizing what you desire and letting your desire be louder than your fear, ultimately. Like for me, the fear of people not wanting to hire me because I live in a one bedroom with my mom as a coach, that was really loud. But it was like, but my desire to become a coach is so much louder than that. And you have to let your desire be louder than your fear. And taking radical responsibility is just like also, yes, not letting the negative spirals continue. It is actively being like, nope, I am not going to listen to you. I'm going to listen to a more empowering part of myself. And yes, it is just knowing that your desire is possible and that you hold the key to that. You hold the key to a change in perspective, right? And I know that you know this because you're listening to this podcast, but it's just like putting that into action every single day, affirming yourself that like you have the key to change your life, right? And this is what I just am so excited to help my clients with in my new one-on-one coaching program called Reclaim. Reclaim is a 3-month one-on-one coaching program to help guide you in taking back your power regardless of your circumstances so you can pave a path towards more confidence, freedom, and joy. So if you love this podcast episode and you want to dive deeper into this and you want the accountability and the support to actually take that responsibility and pave a path towards your dreams, I would be honored to support you in this program. So this program, there's 4 different parts. So we focus on paving a path that is aligned with your soul. So getting to know really what you desire, really what you crave your life to look like. It also is learning how to reclaim your power and break the cycle. So it is this process of taking that responsibility and breaking the cycles that are hindering you from doing that, right? It is also creating the habits and the boundaries to support that vision and to support you, to support that new vision for yourself. And also the last part of it is embodying your limitless mindset. So not letting your circumstances hold you back from here on out, like, right? Like it is like a change in your DNA. It's like a change in your whole perspective, and it will really support you, not just through in the program, but in life, right? Embodying that limitless mindset and building that limitless mindset. So if you want to learn more about Reclaim, I will post it in the show notes for you. You can find out for information. And right now I am offering a bonus one-on-one coaching call, which is a $250 value for those who join the waitlist during this limited time. So if you want to learn more information, join the waitlist, check the show notes, click there, and you'll find the link to join. And yes, like I said, if you just want more support during this, in this whole process of taking responsibility in your life, I would be honored to support you. So I look forward to talking to you in the next episode, and I will chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for tuning in. It means so much to me that you're here and that you're taking the time to listen to the podcast. If you found this episode to be valuable to you, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with your friends who you think could also really benefit from this message. You can take a screenshot of you listening and tag me in your Instagram stories. I am at journeytolimitless_. That also gives me the chance to connect with you and say thank you. So until next week, I hope that you have an amazing week ahead of you, and I'll talk to you then.